Say the queen of Anna Nicole Smith coverage has got to be MSNBC's Rita Cosby. I've seen her all over the place. She's been hanging out in Florida outside the hotel down there, outside the courthouse down there. And in fact, we've got her on the line right now.
Sweet.
How about that? Petron hooked us up. He's got some sweet contacts there. So, Rita, you there?
Yeah, I'm stoked. It's great to be on your show. Thanks.
Well, you sound a little winded this morning.
Yeah, it's been a busy night. This story is continuing to develop about Anna Nicole Smith, and right now the latest developments about who could be the little baby's daddy.
Yeah, that's Daniel Lynn, right?
Yeah, there's a controversy. A variety of different men could be the father of the baby, starting with the obvious choices, the Howard K. Stern, Larry Burkhead. This has been ongoing litigation between these two, if you know.
Yeah, I know they've been trying to get a paternity test. At least Larry Burkhead has been trying to get a paternity test.
Yeah, there's been the ongoing struggles between them. And since Anna Nicole's demise, even more men have been coming forward. Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, that's right, Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband has come forward saying that he could be the potential baby daddy.
Yeah, I had heard that on Friday. That's It's kind of random. A lot of people were saying maybe he's grabbing headlines and not really a possible candidate.
Yeah, it's one of the rumors. And then Anna Nicole's sister, her estranged sister, writing an autobiography, ironically entitled "The Life and Death of Anna Nicole Smith," referenced that at one point that Anna Nicole had frozen some sperm from her billionaire oil tycoon husband, J. Howard Marshall II.
Wow, that is a big story.
Yeah, and that was breaking news this weekend. But I've got something new for your listeners for their ears first this morning.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that. That's great news.
That is right. Anna Nicole had a dog when she was with J. Howard Marshall II. Its name was Poof Poof. Now, I have Poof Poof right here with me, and Poof Poof has an interesting story. Poof Poof, go ahead and tell me a story.
Yes, this is Poof Poof.
All right, Poof Poof, what's the story you have?
Well, let's just say that I was Anna Nicole Smith's husband, J. Howard Marshall II's dog, before Anna Nicole and him got married. Now through the marriage, we became close, Anna Nicole and I. And after J. Howard Marshall II's death, I was allowed to go on with Anna Nicole Smith. I was not caught up in litigation like her millions of dollars, which I still are justifiably hers, are.
Okay, Poof Poof. What's the rest of the story on this, man?
Well, as Anna Nicole Smith's dog, I have the opportunity to grow close with Anna Nicole Smith. Now, you know that Anna Nicole Smith had numerous lovers. Are you aware?
I think that's becoming more and more clear. Yeah.
Well, let's just say that there were times when Anna Nicole couldn't find a man who she found suitable to take her to the bed, as we would say.
All right.
And those are the times when Anna Nicole would drink and then possibly likely pass out on her bed and naked and spread eagle. And, well, let's just say that I, Poof Poof, now declare that I am the baby daddy.
Wow. Wow, that's huge news today.
Yeah.
That's right, I am the baby daddy. Now here's Rita.
Thanks, Poof Poof. This is MSNBC's Rita Cosby's signing off.